This is the Kill Radio Weekly News in Review for April 29th, 2008. But first up, last night I was listening to Air America and I heard Mike Malloy talking to one of those so-called 9/11 truthers. They're really 9/11 deniers. And Mike was, he was being a little facetious, I think, when he talked about all the mysteries that he's still not satisfied about regarding 9/11. And it reminded me one more time that there are all these pathetic people out there who are sure that George Bush caused 9/11 by blowing up and all that stuff. And I haven't said so in a while, so I think I'll just say again that the whole 9/11 denier nonsense is nonsense. They act like there's a bunch of mysteries about what happened on September 11th, which means that they're stuck, you know, all those years ago. They're stuck back in the past, and they're not really recognizing that the world is going through vast changes around us right now. I mean, look at the prices of things. They were talking on the news yesterday about $10 a gallon gas here in the States. And how many jobs are being lost. Everywhere you turn, people are losing their jobs. And how we have gotten into a more frivolous society that doesn't really grasp the seriousness of our situation. And it's not changing. And yet these 9/11 people just want to hang on to something that happened a long time ago. And we know every bloody detail about that. It's the most written about, most studied event in human history. There are literally millions of pages of documentation about what occurred on September 11th. And yet they still pretend it's mysterious. It didn't happen the way they told us it happened. Who cares what they told us? I mean, there is so much evidence from so many thousands of sources. We know so much detail about that event that it's silly to go on and on about a few anomalies which don't really matter in the long run anyway. Who cares what happened on September 11th? It is an event that is going to be fading away. And here we are, Bush is this lame duck. Nobody likes him. Now he just makes fun of the fact that nobody likes him because he has no reason to do anything else. And he can mock and make jokes about it and all that, which once again shows what a despicable human being he is. What a lousy, low class. His mother should be so ashamed that she brought that piece of filth up in this world. Yeah, I agree with the 9/11 truthers that, ooh, yes, Bush is a bad man, but who cares? He has no power. If he caused it, why? For what reason? He had no reason to do all that stuff, and he didn't anyway. He didn't. These tiny, minor anomalies. Ooh, there's little iron-rich microspheres that were found around the perimeter. Who cares? It just does not matter. So yet people think that it's the right thing to be suspicious of what the government tells us. Well, of course it is. You know, all governments are lying cocksuckers. That's what Bill Hicks said, and Bill Hicks died many years before September 11th, you know? So yeah, they lie to us. So what? We've got to move on, and we need to do other things like attack the oil companies, like get us out of this bloody war in Iraq, which September 11th had nothing to do with, and it was not some excuse to get us into Iraq. They would have gone into Iraq anyway. You know, they didn't need excuses. So if you're a 9/11 truther, you know, your mind is already shot. You're scattered. You have no focus. It is 2008. Who cares about what happened in 2001? Let's move on. All right? So this is the weekly news and review from killradio.org and from the harpers.org online presence. Christian Lorentzen posted this on April 29th. And, I think I'll do that. Let me see. I know where I am. Okay, and we can... All right. This is the news of the preceding week. I'm Bennett, your faithless host. Hillary Clinton gained 9 more delegates than Barack Obama in the Pennsylvania primary, and she challenged Barack to a debate without a moderator. Obama declined. He reportedly seemed tired and brittle campaigning in Indiana. "Seniors, listen up," he said. "I'm getting gray hair myself. Running for president will age you quick." John McCain's campaign received a $1,000 discount on the rental fee for a public space for a fundraiser in Homewood, Alabama, along with $100 worth of free labor from the inmates of a local jail. All 3 candidates taped messages, for some reason, for the World Wrestling Entertainment's WWE Raw. Clinton declared herself ready to rumble for the American people. Obama, echoing former wrestler Dwayne The Rock Johnson, asked, "Do you smell what Barack is cooking?" McCain, speaking with a surly tone, equated the Iraq War with a wrestling match and said that Americans do not watch wrestling because we're bitter, but rather because wrestling is about celebrating our freedom. Speaking of freedom, in Basra, Iraq, a 17-year-old girl, Rand Abdel Kader, was stomped, suffocated, and stabbed to death by her father, who accused her of having an affair with a British soldier. Local police arrested the father, but released him without charge after 2 hours. Police Sergeant Ali Jabbar said, "Not much can be done when we have an honor killing case. You are in a Muslim society, and women should live under religious laws. This is the country that we want to make westernized." Rand's mother divorced the killer and went into hiding. And C3, the firm that developed Disneyland, announced plans to build a $500 million amusement park in Baghdad. Oh, we're winning. Suspected Taliban assailants in Kabul killed a tribal chief, a member of parliament, and a 10-year-old boy in an attempt to assassinate Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Turkmenistan returned to its old calendar, meaning that months will no longer be named for the late dictator Saparmurat Niyazov, a.k.a. Turkmenbashi, his mother, a book he wrote, and the concept of neutrality. Nor will the days be named for qualities such as youth, justice, spirit, and Turkmenness. 55 sweatshop workers died in a mattress factory fire in Casablanca, most of them women, of course. 95 Dinka tribesmen in southern Sudan were killed in clashes over cattle theft. And a train collision killed 43 passengers in China. Actor Wesley Snipes was sentenced to 3 years in prison for not filing his taxes. A Mexican diplomat was fired after a video surveillance tape showed him stealing blackberries belonging to White House officials at a meeting in New Orleans. 84-year-old Ben Ami Kadish, a retired military engineer who worked from 1979 to 1985 at the U.S. Army Armament Research Development and Engineering Center in New Jersey, was arrested for giving secret documents, including atomic-related information, to Israel. And Hillary Clinton said that if there was a nuclear attack on Israel, the United States would return in kind. The United States accused North Korea of helping Syria build a nuclear reactor on a site that was destroyed last year by an Israeli airstrike. South Korean intelligence officials told the Japanese press that 10 North Koreans working on the site were killed in the attack. The Danish company Argoplast announced plans to market cheap plastic dinnerware made from pig urine. A 42-year-old Austrian woman, Elizabeth Fritzl, emerged from the basement cell where her father had, since 1984, allegedly imprisoned her and three of the seven children she then bore him. According to authorities, 73-year-old electrical engineer Joseph concealed his daughter and their offspring from his wife, Rosemarie, by forging letters from Elizabeth saying that she was running away from home, then that she was leaving three of her children at their doorstep to be raised by them. Father Adelir Antonio de Carli, a Brazilian priest attempting to set a world record for flight with helium balloons, disappeared after he was blown over the Atlantic Ocean, leaving only a cluster of balloons in his wake. A group of Oregonians unhappy with the state government announced a campaign for Eastern Oregon to secede and form its own state from the Cascade Mountains to the Idaho border. Tony Zirkle, a candidate for Congress in Indiana, who previously proposed segregating races into different states, spoke before a neo-Nazi group at an event to commemorate the birth of Adolf Hitler. "I'll speak before any group that invites me," said Zirkle. "I've spoken on an African-American radio station in Atlanta." Black squirrels, which exhibit higher levels of testosterone than gray or red squirrels, were overrunning parts of England, and 13 suspected sorcerers accused of stealing or shrinking penises were arrested in Congo after panic over penis thievery triggered a series of attempted lynchings. "It's real," said Kinshasa merchant Alain Kalanga. "Just yesterday, there was a man who was a victim. We saw what was left was tiny." So you 9/11 deniers, why don't you go to the Congo and figure out what to do about all this penis thievery that's going on there? That's about as real as what they claim happened on September 11th. All right, this has been the Weekly News. These are the Dirt Bombs, because I just love this song so much. It's called Wreck My Flow.
immigrants, but that too ignorant. Future shock, motivated, cocked and locked. Here you come, there I go. Why you gotta wreck my flow? Everybody gotta wreck my flow. Trying to wreck my flow. Everybody trying to wreck my flow. You always gotta wreck my flow. Everybody trying to wreck my flow. Everybody's trying to wreck my flow. Everybody's trying to wreck my flow. Everybody's trying to wreck my flow.
Okay, so that's Wreck My Flow by the Dirt Bombs. And that's it for the weekly news this week. I know it was a long one, but hey, it's worth it, right? Now get out of here. Don't bother me. It's Bennett. Bye.